Ruby Six, The Illusionati. Angel the Android took over Ruby's role as night after night she performed the death-defying Angel of Light versus the Dark Angel of Doom. And now, Part 6, The Revenge of the Cream Puff.
But Angel had changed. Was it because she had replaced Ruby and now she was the star of the show? Had her android ego taken over? No, there was something else. She was always absolutely honest, but now she was lying through every one of her perfectly perforated plastic teeth. So I asked Andor.
I think she's just wonderful.
He was in love. What did he know? I may have gotten to the bottom of it, if the bottom hadn't fallen out.
It was the night of Angel's last performance on this planet, or on any planet. No one knew it would be her last performance. That is, no one but the one who removed the failsafe from the Angel of Doom.
And finally, we are so proud to present the amazing Battle of Angels.
It was the usual routine. The Angel of Doom spat fireballs at Angel as she dodged and scored points on her little diskette, soaring through the air high above the crowd. There was the tongue that lashed out and wrapped around the disc and drew her into its massive mouth. It was all part of the routine.
Oh no! The tongue! The black tongue of death has our Angel of Light in its grip! Will she be able to escape the grinding teeth, the great chomping jaws of impending doom? Will she be able...
Angel screamed. She was caught in the great jaws that smashed down on her slim, blithe, plastic Barbie body, mashing into a pathetic pulp as it chomped on her over and over and over and chomp, chomp, chomp.
Andor ran to the control panel and cut the power as the jaws opened wide for its final coup de crunch. It was Kapoor who reached her first, scampering up the guy wires to the brooding, steaming Angel of Doom high above the stunned crowd of Lubus.
Oh, Angel, you're so...
I know. I'm dying, Rodan.
No! Androids don't die.
But we do.
Andor will fix you. He can fix anything, even something that's been so squashed and mangled and mutilated.
I tried to protect you, Rodan.
Me? From what?
From Cream Puff.
Oh, yeah, Cream Puff the clown.
The first time I dropped a coin.
It was you who dropped the shiny coin from the top of the big top, and when I bent down to pick it up, an exploding custard pie passed over instead of taking my head off?
It was me, Rodan.
And it was you who snatched my bulbous nose and threw it away just before it was set to explode and take my head off again?
It was me.
And it was you who adjusted the cannon so I didn't get splotted against the steel wall, but instead was fired through the side of the big top and way across the desert where I landed headfirst into a dune?
It was me.
Are you my guardian angel?
I was.
But why?
Because it should have been you and me, Rodette.
You and me? Doing what?
Being together, holding hands, making love.
Making... Why didn't you tell me?
Because I knew if I showed my affection, Cream Puff would try and kill you.
But Cream Puff was trying to kill me!
You are a born clown. He was jealous. You got the laughs, he got the guffaws. And he knew I loved you.
But Andor, he loves you.
I know, but I've always been attracted to a man of character.
I'm not a man. I'm a little rat.
That's what gives you character.
Oh, I never thought of that.
I'm expiring now, Rodan.
No, no. Andor will fix you. Andor can fix anything.
Not this time.
But.
I have a virus that has been eating away at me.
No!
It was Cream Puff. He was the one who put a virus in their media.
You mean the theater Nakri?
Yes. And one last thing.
Oh?
1,317 Rupiu Pufiu.
Come again?
I know what happened to Rupi.
Suddenly, the massive metal jaws of the Angel of Doom came crashing down, pulverizing the twisted wreckage of the Barbie android once known as her sweet angelness.
Oh. Oh.
But out of the corner of his beady little eye, Kapoor saw a shadow darting away from the control panel far below. Too far away to make out who it is, but he recognized that joyful hop, skip, and a jump.
Angel? Oh no!
Crushed by the cast iron jaws of Mr. Doom.
My poor sweet angel.
I thought you had a failsafe on this big mouth.
I did. I don't understand how this could happen.
Sabotage.
Sabotage? But who would want to kill sweet angel?
The same person who was trying to kill sweet me.
And who is that, Kapoor? Kapoor! Wait! Come back! Kapoor! Did you see the way his tail was twitching? I think he's on to something.
Oh, Angel, look at you. You're so... so... flat.
Well, I guess it's so long, Angel baby. I kissed what may have been her cheek and left as Andor cradled and rocked her pulverized plastic parts. I looked back over my shoulder. He was gathering up a hand here, a kneecap there, placing them gently into a plastic garbage can. Plastic to plastic. That's the way androids go. Yeah, I recall the good times sweet Angel and I had before she left me. I remember the night we rode out on the Crystal Canal in the cloistered cities of Kumbalor, on the planet known as Fatso 4. Angel did the rowing. I sat back, my hand trailing in the water.
Angel did the rowing. I sat back, my tail trailing in the water as she smiled and said,
"You know, Rodan, honey, you are the only one I've ever loved."
But you loved others.
I know. But out of all the thousands and thousands of lovers, you
thousands
are the only
and
one
thousands?
To... Is that a problem?
But isn't this my daydream? Isn't the world supposed to revolve around me? Whose daydream is this?
It's mine, Buster.
Oh, Clean Puff.
Yeah, and I got the property rights on all those angel daydreams.
You don't own the rights.
See this fist? Now you want me to show you my trademark? And don't let me catch you infringing again, rodent.
Okay.
But it was all an act on Kapoor's part.
My whole life is an act.
Kapoor acted quickly. Cream Puff the clown continued onto his dressing room. He locked the door and immediately began to fill a small speak bubble with words.
This is Agent Puff. The deed has indeed been done. The final finis. What a joyous day. That is all.
The clown inserts the inflated speak bubble into the pneumatic tube and away it goes. Who will retrieve it at the other end? At this point, we don't know either.
I will squash you, Mr. Puffy.
But meanwhile, somewhere out across the rolling dunes and rock-spewn landscape of this desert planet, far away from the capital city of Big Bassoon, there's Ruby, the Galactic Gumshoe.
This flying machine the nanomites had built was the flimsiest-looking thing I'd ever seen. One puff of wind and we'd go tumbling. Or so it appeared. I don't know what they made it out of. It was like they went in and rearranged the molecules and came up with a synthetic fiber that could withstand a hurricane. My weight was not a problem. The nanomites had been designed specifically for me, and they knew my weight all along. So I took the few supplies I could. Every ounce I added meant I'd be flying a few feet closer to the ground. The desert sun would inflate the wings, but it would also bake me to a crisp. I waited until sunset, climbed into the cockpit, and started pedaling. It was an amazing set of tiny gears they'd designed. The pedaling was easy and the wings flapped like a butterfly. It was elegant, it was beautiful, and it lifted me off the ground. But where was I headed? Deeper into the desert. It's not that big a planet. If I had 4 or 5 years, I could probably pedal around it. I pedaled through the night. As the dawn came, I could see sand, rocks, and dunes that stretched on forever. As the sun rose higher, so did the temperature. The wings provided a nice breeze, but no shade. They were transparent. I was beginning to droop. I settled down near a boulder. There was enough shade to curl up in and catch some sleep. Every now and then I'd wake up feeling like I was sleeping in a frying pan, and I was, because the sun had shifted. I crawled back into the shade. When the sun began to set, I dragged myself back into the cockpit and tried pedaling. Pain was firing lightning bolts at every muscle that was trying to move. I finally got loose enough to rise off the ground, and I was on my way, but to where? I was navigating by stars. I didn't even know.
Angel told you she had a virus?
Yes.
So that's why she left me.
No.
Oh. Is that why she lied to me?
Yes. She was working for Cream Puff.
Who's that?
A clown.
Oh, the puffy one. What about him?
He's been trying to kill me.
What else?
He slipped Angel the virus and got her to do his evil biddings.
That little rat.
Could you please not call him that?
Oh, sorry. No offense, Kapoor.
What about Weasel?
Fine. So what proof do we have?
None. But I saw him inflate a speak bubble.
Did you overhear what he put in it?
Yes, and I think he sent it to a fellow conspirator.
Exactly what words did he put into the bubble, Kapoor?
He said, "This is Agent Puff. The deed has indeed been done. The final finis was a joyous day. Ha ha ha. That is all."
The deed? He meant the death of Angel?
Yes.
That rat! Sorry, Weasel, but we need hard evidence to hang him by his bulbous nose.
I'll shadow him. I'll become the Ninji Kumpoop. The Ninji Kapoor.
Watch yourself. He sounds like a formidable foe, this Mr. Puffy.
One more thing.
Yeah?
1,317 Rupiu Poopiu.
What was that?
Those were Angel's last words. Except she started to say something about Ruby, but then crunch!
1,317 Rupiu Poopiu. Sounds to me like the street of many stinks.